It's winter, and it's going to look and feel like it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There are winter storm watches and warnings from Texas to Maine. Ice warnings, Arkansas up to Indiana.
Meaning accumulating ice on the roads and the power lines, so that's super dangerous. This is going to be with us today, Thursday, and Friday.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, and while many are stocking up on bread and milk,
essentials today for me are frozen pizzas and a fine bottle of champagne.
He was out shopping in St. Louis. Nearly 300 flights to and from there are canceled today, and that's similar for people traveling into or out of Dallas, Chicago, Detroit. FlightAware reports about 1,300 U.S. flight cancellations. This blast of winter comes on Groundhog Day.
After a virtual Groundhog Day last year due to COVID, this year the celebration featuring the most famous rodent since Mickey Mouse returns in person to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. The legend goes if Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow today, that means there will be six more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, we'll have an early spring.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers, there are many other groundhogs across America who also give their forecast. Pfizer did as expected, asking the government to approve jabbing its COVID vaccine in kids from 6 months to 5 years old.
The dosage would be one-tenth the regular amount for the younger kids. The FDA would have to decide on the number of shots needed. Studies have shown two shots could protect babies, while those approaching school age may need a third low-dose shot.
Fox's Gernal Scott, a student, remains in critical condition the morning after being shot in Richfield, Minnesota, along with another student who was killed on a sidewalk outside the school.
We care for them. And this is a terrible tragedy and loss.
Superintendent Sandra Lewandowski, two suspects were later arrested. In Virginia, two Bridgewater College police officers were shot and killed by a suspicious man on campus. He was also shot and wounded, then later arrested, charged with murder. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
More than a year after the Capitol riot, when Trump supporters temporarily halted the process of certifying Joe Biden's election as president, there is a move to change that process.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is endorsing an update to the 1887 Electoral Count Act.
It is flawed and does need to be fixed.
Bipartisan groups of senators are swapping proposals to change the law created to set the process for Congress certifying states' electors. It has come under new scrutiny in the aftermath of last year's January 6th riot. One proposal from leading Democrats would clarify the vice president has no power to reject electors. It would also give states more time to complete recounts and litigation. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
For now, Democrats are in the minority in the 50-50 Senate because one of their senators is hospitalized. Ben Ray Lujan suffered a stroke last week in his home state of New Mexico and needed surgery to relieve swelling in his brain. Lujan's chief of staff says the senator is expected to make a full recovery. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after big gains to start a new month. The Dow surged up 273 points, gaining back some of January's losses. The NFL team that used to be the Redskins will unveil its new identity this morning.
It's been more than a year and a half since the Washington football team retired their decades-old nickname. Responding to criticism over its derogatory nature, after two seasons with the temporary tag, the NFL franchise is set to reveal their new nickname today, though one of their all-time greats, Joe Theismann, may have accidentally let it slip to CBS Sports Radio this week.
The Commanders is a name that, you know, is going to be hopefully one that people will talk about going forward.
The Washington Commanders was considered a front runner for the new name, along with the Red Tails, the Admirals, and the Red Hogs. We do know that one fan favorite was ruled out, the Red Hawks, due to trademark and licensing snags. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NBA, the Phoenix Suns won their 11th straight, beating Brooklyn. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.